Blessed eve, traveler. Hast thou come seeking the teachings of Lady Elena? No? Ah, fret not, my child. The temple of her grace is home to many who have wandered in from the outside world. It is the job of the shepherdess to welcome seekers of her light to the flock, after all. A formal welcome to thee, O traveler. This temple has stood for centuries here. Her doors are always open to those in search of truth and divinity. For the past 400 years, we many followers of Lady Elena have tended to this place. Each brick hath been laid by hand. Each fleck of paint on the windows hath been stained with care, and we have never once allowed these torches to go dark. The light of Lady Elena's temple must burn as bright and be as eternal as her own. It is a blessing that thou hast found thyself here, O traveler. The others? Thou speakest of my sisters. I imagine they have retreated to their homes for the night. I am only a priestess of the First Order. The responsibility of preserving the sanctity of the temple at night falls to me. Once I am able to graduate to the next order, I shall then surely be able to retire at night as my sisters do. The work is not unpleasant. Though I must admit that these past few months have been taking their undue toll on my being. Advancing through the orders of the convent hath proven to be a much more difficult task than I had imagined. Many potential converts are swept up by my sisters before I've gotten the chance to give the most basic of welcomes. Fewer still visit the temple of her grace during the eve. And though I wish not to give in to vices of envy, I fear that my being their elder hath tarried my progress. In faith, it is embarrassing to know that my sisters find it an endless source of amusement to refer to me as mother rather than sister now. The eldest of them is barely a decade younger than I. The impudence. My apologies, O traveler, but I am hopeful that thou hast an understanding of my frustration. Thou wish to assist me? Thou art certainly a generous soul. There may yet be a place for thee within the temple. In fact, that may be the strongest path we have towards mine succession. Converts are always worth quite a bit within the eyes of the clergy. If we were to make thee a proper follower of Lady Elena, then perhaps my sisters may see fit to advance me towards the Second Order. We are forbidden from keeping unnecessary possessions, so I would be unable to offer thee any material reward for thine efforts. Though I certainly would be able to make thy conversion worth thy while. Excellent. Blessings upon thee, O traveler. But thou shalt need a deeper understanding of how our temple doth function. Please follow me to the confessional booth. I shall be more than happy to explain further there. Forgive the slightly cramped accommodations, traveler, but the narrowness of the booth affords both privacy and intimacy. It is difficult to speak freely about thy sins if not in the company of one that thou can trust. This is the first step of the conversion. Thou must confess to thy wrongdoings, thy vices. Everyone carries their sins within them, O traveler. Even one as helpful as thou shall remain burdened with their own impurities, unless they are willing to confess them. I pray thee share with me thine own acts of immorality. Lustful thoughts? And nothing more? How very peculiar. Perhaps our meeting was truly ordained by fate after all. Lady Elena's teachings never forbade matters of celasity. As it so happens, she actively encourages her followers to partake in their desires. Though she passed from this world many years ago, her ideals continue to thrive through my sisters and through my own self as well. In truth, they were largely what inspired me to swear my oaths within the convent as a priestess of her light. If thy wish is to convert, then we may allow a tryst between myself and thee. That is, of course, if thou art willing to accept me. Thou hast hope for this to happen? With me? The kindness in thy confession is flattering, O traveler. Though I cannot imagine that my thanks alone should suffice as a reward for thy conversion. Please, take a moment to look at the divider between our booths. Quite a thin piece of wood, is it not? The uppermost window allows us to view one another through it. Should we desire, but let thy gaze travel down below the window. Dost thou see the hole by our hips, traveler? Good. I believe that it is just wide enough to fit a single hand through. Perhaps two. But there are many more things that may fit within that hole, Lord Traveler. Please, allow all of the lust that has built within thy core to free itself from thy control. Surrender thyself to thy desires. Lay thy sin before me, and allow this priestess the honor of serving her new follower. By her grace, thou hast traveled here with thy manhood as stiff as this? How magnificent. Thou art truly blessed to be in possession of that which appears so virile. Come, poor thing. Look at how it throbs with anticipation. May we sanctify our meeting. What I may lack in godly titles, I may compensate with experience. Stay standing. Allow me to kneel and demonstrate my devotion to thy divine cause. By the gods, thy dick is divine. Good boy. Do not fight thine urges. They are as pure and as perfect as thyself. Pray, tell me when thou art ready to come, O traveler. I want to taste thy seed. That is good. Buck thy hips into my mouth, as thou please. I am thy to be used. Art thou close? I can feel my traveler shaking. Good. Come for me, traveler. Flood my mouth with thy sin. Heavenly, so much of thine essence spilled, and yet thou still remain so impossibly hard. Thou must have more. I must have more. Please, do not move from the booth. I shall come to thee. Allow me to join thee on thy side, traveler. These boots are not made to fit two people, though I would certainly desire to sit in thy lap. I am far from satisfied, and there is little doubt in my mind that thou also desirest more. Art thou still willing to consummate our union? Ah, thy enthusiasm is infectious, traveler. But it shall be very difficult for the two of us to continue with my robes in the way, will it not? Wouldst thou like to peel them away for me? Thou seemst surprised, O traveler. Mine outfit certainly conceals how swiftly I've filled out with age, no? Here. Feel free to stare for as long as thou doth please. I want to feel thine excitement build, though it seems as though the pulsing of thy member speaks for itself in that regard. In truth, traveler, what part of my body doth thou like the most? Mine ass? Such a vulgar term for something so delicate! Oh, forgive me, I am only teasing thee. It is something that I am proud of and embarrassed by. When my sisters try to swap me with their rulers, I would much rather a hand instead of a piece of wood, personally. And I would prefer if that hand belonged to a lover such as thyself. Here. Watch as I lower thy favorite ass into thy lap. Art thou all right? I am not too heavy for thy liking, am I? Do not begin thrusting thy hips yet, O traveler. I haven't even let thee inside of me, but thou canst feel it surely. The softness of my thighs surrounding thy length at its sides, and the heat of my lips kissing against its front? Surely thou can feel how wet I am for thee. That is thy responsibility, traveler, thy burden to bear. Please, fill me with thy sin, with thy divinity. And join with me in the radiance of her light. Such a good boy. Such a good fuck. Touch me as thou please. Let thy hands dance along my body. Feel thy palms sink into me with every movement. Do not stop, traveler. I am thine. I shall always belong to thee. It is time, O traveler. Art thou ready to convert? Come then. Join me in prayer. Please, repeat after me. Lady Elena, we come to thee, seeking to welcome another follower to our flock. We come to bask in the glow of thy light. Please watch over our follower as we... Gods, you're gonna make me come. As we... fucking... Thy holy name, may your blessing wash over him. Amen. I'm coming. Goddesses, thou hast flooded my womb with thy seed. Thou truly art prepared to make me bear thy child, it seems. It is all right. Thou truly art someone special, old traveler. Thy conversion will be more than enough to bring me to thy second order. And it may ease some of the ridicule from my sisters as well. Perhaps they shall be less willing to mock me after I've found someone like thee. That is what is truly important, no? That we are together like this? Oh, forgive me, I did not intend to be so sentimental. But I mean every word that I say. I truly am blessed to have found you, traveler. Perchance, could we stay here together? I would like to make this moment last for a little while longer. And, I do not believe that my legs have the strength to carry me outside of this booth. Thank you, O traveler, for everything.